A photograph of a blonde toddler, dressed in a pink striped dress, with cupcakes smeared all over her hands and face, captures a rather universal human scene. This color print stands out among the other 24 black and white portraits that are part of the exhibit. Although the photos are of homeless men, women, and children, what local photographer Judy Schott hopes to express with her work is how we're all more alike than different.
I personally feel that most people who are homeless, or images of people who are homeless or displaced, the photographer tends to emphasize the displacement and the dysfunction. And that's what we see as a society. And we see lots of people standing in lines for food or sitting on the curb with a shopping cart full of their belongings, sleeping somewhere. I want to photograph these people from a position of strength, because I don't think that happens. So my whole goal was to go in there, and I went in with a backdrop and lights, just to put them under good lighting, to show their strength and show their humanity. Probably one of the most important parts of this project is after we photographed, we'd print out the pictures and we'd go back and give the photographs to the people. Having them see themselves in a photograph in a position of strength was really, really powerful.
You also include a few sentences with the photographs. Why was that important?
I think it was really important to include these images. Could be of anybody. When you see them on the wall, for the first couple days before the exhibit was finished, we just had the images up there. And they were nice images, and people would walk by and kind of look at them. Then when we put the words, people were stopping and reading the words and looking at the image and then reading the words again, then looking at the image again. And it just showed a little bit of who these people were. I would take the photographs back in and talk to them. And that was a point where I tried to get their story, and not necessarily their story, just something from them that would make a connection. We'd talk for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and I just looked for those couple sentences that I really thought would make a connection to everybody. And I was as authentic as I possibly could be to their words, to exactly what they said. I think it became really powerful.
So these words are what they thought of themselves.
What they thought of themselves, or a moment in time in their lives. Any little thing that they may have said that kind of resonated with me.
So of the photographs that you brought here with you, could you describe one of these photographs and read the words to us?
There's one here of a gentleman, and I don't know how old he is. He's an older gentleman. He is dressed in his clothes, in a button-down shirt and Levi's, and his hands are in his pockets, and he's just standing there looking at the camera, not smiling, not frowning, just kind of a straight look at the camera. And the only thing I know about him are three sentences. His name's Dennis. He has two children. He has two grandchildren, and he has cancer. Those are the words that are under that photograph, and it just makes you stop and look at him again, because it could be your father, or it could be anybody, and such a human condition.
So it connects people to experiences that they have in their own lives.
Or something that they know. Something that, again, it could be their family or just something that makes sense to them. And my whole purpose is to make that connection back to homeless people or displaced people, so we will look at them again and see them again instead of have it just be the masses going by and just start a conversation. And I think the world changes initially by a conversation. That's how you get everything started. And you have to start talking about this. And to talk about it, you have to care about it. To care about it, you have to feel something when you look at it.
And then one of the things that you said that you wanted to really capture in your photographs are their strengths. What were the strengths that you learned from them that they had?
One of the most amazing strengths is that they're able to stand up in front of that camera. Anybody who's had a formal portrait taken is really hard. It's very awkward. You're standing there. The big camera's looking at you. And that they're able to stand there and smile and relax and be themselves in a very difficult situation was huge. One day when we were photographing, one of the staff members said that a woman mentioned that she didn't want her picture taken because why would she document this part of her life? And as she watched us photograph, and it became such a community thing inside that little room we were in with the women, that she signed up and had a photograph taken. And the women were laughing and talking, and just an amazing community in there.
That's local photographer Judy Schott. Her exhibit, Under Shelter, The Power Within, is on display in Reno City Hall until August 14th. This is Reno Public Radio. I'm Ann Gray.